following Vespers tonight, by the way, with a couple of modifications. Let's open with hymn number 102.
Father and to the Son, and
responsibly Psalm 132, found on page 153. Psalm 132. Lord, remember David
and all of his afflictions,
how he sware unto the Lord
and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob.
Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house,
nor go up into my bed.
I will not give sleep to mine eyes,
or slumber to mine eyelids,
until I find out a place for the Lord,
a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob.
Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah.
We found it in the fields of the wood.
We will go into his tabernacles.
We will worship at his footstool.
Arise, O Lord, into thy strength.
Thou art the ark of my strength.
Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness.
And let thy saints shout for joy.
For thy servant David's sake,
turn not away the face of thine anointed.
The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David,
he will not turn from it.
Of the fruit of thy body
will I set upon thy throne.
If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them,
their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore.
For the Lord hath chosen Zion.
He hath desired it for his habitation.
This is my rest forever.
Here will I dwell, for I have desired it.
I will abundantly bless her provision.
I will satisfy her poor with bread.
I will also clothe her priests with salvation.
And her saints shall shout aloud for joy.
There will I make the horn of David to bud.
I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed.
His enemies will I clothe with shame.
But upon himself shall his crown flourish.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We sing hymn number 91.
I've been, 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 I've
voice, the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Luke 1:26-38. Now in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and he shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or the height above." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord." Then he said, "Hear now, house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men, that you will weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Curds and honey he shall eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that you dread will be forsaken by both their kings." Isaiah 7:10-16.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And below, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them.
But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth unto me one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting. And he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then shall the remnants of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and they shall abide, for he shall be great unto the end of the earth.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Thank you.
sing hymn number 90. Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you in God our Father and in our Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is found in the first chapter of Matthew, the 18th through the 25th verse. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying,
Joseph, son of David. Do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Here ends our text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, on this blessed night, fill our hearts with the glorious revelation of thy Son in human flesh. Come to us for our salvation. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, tonight is a humble night and a glorious night. It is glorious because God has brought his wisdom, his dayspring from on high, the desire of nations to men. It is a humble night where the promised key of David, who opens the door of heaven for men, has come in the frail body of a newborn child. The name of this child was declared in ages past, Emmanuel, God with us. For a name is not just a word, but an identity. His name is Jesus, our Emmanuel. For that is the nature of this child, God with us, come to save. In Jesus, God has quite literally come to us. Such a grand idea, and yet the Word of God tells it in a rather plain manner. There is little embellishment. Even the extraordinary is set forth in simple and forthright words. God does not try to set the scene as a novelist might. He simply declares what he has done and what he shall do. For there is no need that God should impress men with eloquent words. The Bible makes plain the manner of things. It does not even try to justify itself. It does not seek to impress, because the Bible speaks with authority. For how else could God speak? Therefore, the greatest of miracles is introduced with these words. The birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And so the greatest of miracles was cloaked in humility. Mary was found with child. When Joseph discovered this, he was no doubt greatly disappointed. He had no reason at all to believe that anything extraordinary had happened. And that shows the humble way in which God brought about this miracle. Joseph did not know that the child was conceived by the Holy Spirit, for why should he have anticipated such a thing? He could only assume that Mary had been unfaithful. And so the miraculous came to Joseph in a manner that seemed in no way miraculous. Mary did not glow with the glory of God, or walk about with a halo as if to reveal the nature of the child that she carried. And therefore, Joseph did not want anyone, did what anyone in his situation would do. He prepared to divorce Mary, away from public eye, because he was a good man, and he did not desire to shame her. But God intervened, and he did so in the way that he so often does. He sends his word through a messenger to set the matter straight, and to plant in man's heart the knowledge of the glory of God. As Joseph pondered what to do, he nodded off to sleep. And an angel from the Lord spoke to him in a dream, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. How does Joseph respond? We are told nothing of his thoughts, but we can infer from his actions that he believed the word of the Lord without question. He did exactly what God asked. Without question, he took Mary as his wife, and when her child was born, he called his name Jesus, as the angel of the Lord had declared. Joseph has shown us how it is that we come to do the works of God, not by sight, not even when we set out to do them, but by faith, simply believing the word of God. By ourselves, we know only what is natural and we respond in kind. Why should we react to ordinary things in extraordinary ways? As the proverb goes, ordinary things happen all the time. Extraordinary things do not. When you hear hoofbeats, do not think of zebras. And so also it is reasonable to believe the most obvious explanation for the events that we see around us. But God hides the miraculous in plain sight. And when he does so, it is often only by his word that we know the true nature of things. In his word, our Lord has revealed to us many things which we would have no reason to suspect otherwise. The greatest of these truths is that God is merciful, and that he has revealed his mercy to every generation of men by promising to send them a Redeemer who would save them from their sins. It is only by faith that we know this and can believe these words and apply them to ourselves. Joseph believed the word of the Lord. And because of his faith, he answered God's call by performing the work that God had given him. That is how all good works are performed, by believing the promises of God and responding in thanksgiving. Now God has spoken to us of Jesus, his only begotten Son. By ourselves, we could not have expected such a wonderful gift. For what in the course of nature tells us that God could come to man and be our Savior? Everywhere in the world, people belittle the birth of Jesus. A virgin cannot have a child, they say, and why would God even become a child? If God would come to men, he would have to be mighty and powerful, and men would have to be afraid of him. Men will believe many things, but not that God would become a Savior to the world by being born of a virgin. If someone would come and claim such a thing had happened today, we would rightly think them crazy. Even were one to concede that a virgin had given birth to a son, far more outside of nature is the claim that such a child would save men from their sins. But that this Jesus is the Savior of all mankind should be counted the greater miracle, though most simply dismiss it. The greatest miracle which God ever performed was when he in his Son became man. But the most almighty work which God ever performed was when Jesus, God with us, made himself the sacrifice for the sins of the world. Today, we can look back upon those days, and if we did not have the knowledge which God has planted into our hearts by faith, all we would know that there was this man, Jesus, who was born, grew up, spent a few years traveling around Judea, and was then arrested and crucified. His followers claimed not only that he was born of a virgin, but that he rose from the dead. But people make crazy claims all the time. Why should this be any different? It is different because even as the angel of the Lord came to Joseph, the word of the Lord has come to us. And it has revealed to you and to me that the frail child born at Bethlehem is the Lord made flesh, who has saved us from our sins. God himself has testified to you that these things are true. In the humble is the glorious. For Jesus is God's virgin-born Son, and your Savior, and mine. May God therefore grant that we believe the word which he has spoken concerning his Son, believing that as God has visited us with his salvation and righteousness, we can and should respond with thanksgiving and gladly perform works of righteousness and praise unto him who has so washed us and redeemed us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing hymn number 87.
Set forth before thee as incense, and let me get from thy hands. We sing the Magnificat. Made this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant we beseech thee that as we have known on earth the mysteries of that light, we may also come to the fullness of its joys in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And my spirit.
Let us pray. O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.
We sing hymn number 646.